as the proposed region-wide banking system.
Deep divisions over the Eurozone's proposed banking union dominated the meeting of EU finance ministers in Cyprus, which wrapped up on Saturday. Brussels wanted the first step of that union to be the European Central Bank becoming the supervisor of all the bloc's roughly 6,000 banks.
For the agreement to work, all 17 Eurozone countries must sign off on a single binding blueprint, which non-Euro EU countries can join if they wish.
But Germany and Sweden rejected the idea of the ECB being the supervisor. And Berlin wants only a few hundred big banks to be handled by the scheme, while Sweden's minister said his country would never accept an external supervisor. Even the ECB hinted that a basic legal framework might be a better idea than taking direct charge of all the bloc's banks.
Crucially, the legal authority over all the banks is necessary, because then we will have the authority at any moment to call into a closer supervision any bank or group of banks that we see fit to call to the centre.
And desperate for growth, the private sector watched on, believing the ECB's time would be better spent on other projects anyway.
The ECB should now target the banks and force them to start lending to businesses.
It was announced that the European Stability Mechanism, the new bailout fund, would have its first board meeting next month. But many economists believe it will take a lot more time before the fund will be operational and ready to recapitalize troubled banks.
It's not easy to implement.